City Lights, A Tribute to Ferlinghetti by B. Amori. City Lights bookstore on a somnolent Sunday afternoon. My time away from mothering. The father caring for the two little ones, all watching the Sunday football game. I am free in warm San Francisco sunlight, walking quiet streets between my home at 719 Green Street in North Beach to City Lights at the corner of Columbus and Grant. Not pushing the stroller, walking at my own pace, in solitude, the gray sidewalks reflect sunlight back to me. The bookstore, my favorite refuge outside the Houts, is filled with all sorts of volumes, hardcover, paperback, thin, thick, and in between. Books of poetry line shelf after shelf. Poems penny each, slim volumes draw my hand. Still today, some reside in my studio library, bound in deep purple and white. Sequestered among the shelves on a quiet Sunday afternoon with rarely anyone else in the store, I could lose myself in San Francisco poets Michael McClure, Lenore Kendall, Richard Farina, Diane DePrima, read Gary Snyder, Lou Welch, discover poets whose names I can't now remember, and others whom I do remember, Ginsberg, Kerouac, Ferlinghetti. They were bards of words which raised praise and controversy in those 60s days, when walking down Columbus, the subtle aroma of marijuana would pass by like a light breeze, when cafes were filled with beat-looking people dressed in black, berets worn French style, coffee slipped slowly as conversations filled hours. I was still young, almost prematurely a mother of two in a new city, seeking to balance life with a man I had almost left, patching together part-time work, mothering, creativity. Swamped in the day-to-day, City Lights beckoned me with my rare hours alone, offering me a world of imagination, of challenge, of new ways of thinking. Ferlinghetti, silver-haired, contained, gracious, would often frequent a cafe on Telegraph Hill, high up from the traffic of downtown North Beach. It was a quiet cafe, very few visitors in mid-afternoon, when a young mother with a toddler and infant would stop by for respite on the daily stroll. We never spoke. I would sit at a table closer to the door in case the children got rowdy, nursing my one cappuccino as long as the children would permit. The eldest, a girl around three, would ride standing straight up on the back of the stroller. The younger brother, 6 months old, would be safely ensconced in a wicker basket set into the stroller's seat. In the cafe, the girl child would converse with me. She was already adept at using language, imaginative, telling me stories. The youngest with wide eyes would sit contentedly lounging and looking. Ferlinghetti, a quintessential gentleman in jacket and pressed shirt, always sat alone toward the right center of the small cafe. Light from the window that faced the bay glinted off his silvery hair and closely trimmed beard. We never spoke. In fact, at the beginning, I asked myself if he really was the famous poet, co-owner of City Lights. I never saw him at the bookstore, only in this quiet cafe. His presence was a light to me, proof that another world of writing and thought existed, giving me hope for a more distant day when there might be time for my own creative expression. As I walked down the steep hill to Washington Square Park, I would muse on the image of the poet as an ordinary man, sipping espresso, oblivious to the young mother breathing in his aura of words and light, taking inspiration from his presence and his poems, still seeking the courage to believe in her own voice.